This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Well, today begins a bit of a reset, if you will, for the Christopher Scott Show. New beginnings of sorts. Been a long history. 1,600 podcasts. My fourth book coming out now. The new radio show. Book tour coming up. It's been a crazy ride. Didn't start with the book on common sense, but that was in the early stages. And I'll tell you how that ties in. Hang on, because you're in for a great show today. It's going to be a great ride. I guarantee you that. What an amazing journey getting here. I can't wait to tell you about it. So many things have happened here in the past 6.5 years. I guess I could just say 7 years at this point, but it really hasn't been. It's funny looking back on it. I started podcasting on a whim, and you'll find that there's just a familiar tone to that with me doing things on a whim. Not that I don't plan things, because I do, but once I decide to do something, I'm usually off and running. And it's kind of the case with the podcasting. I thought about it many, many years prior. And it's kind of an example of don't let go of your dreams. I'm still living it. I haven't fulfilled my dream for this, but that's a big reason of why I did. I've always loved the gift of gab, I guess you could say, but not gab. I always wanted to take it to a much higher level, a level of oration that could impact and motivate people. I think that's very powerful. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with it. But the story of the podcasting itself is hilarious in the beginning, all right? Literally 7 years ago from the time I'm doing this right now, which is just nuts where we've come since then, I didn't know how to listen to podcasts. I was out to breakfast with my little brother Scott, and we were having this great, just, you know, catching up, brothers catching up. And he starts talking about podcasts. And I was a talk radio guy. I grew up in a little different area. He's 3 years younger than me. He grew up with talk radio, too. I don't make it sound like I'm that much older. But he's telling me about podcasts. I hadn't been plugged in. He was. And I said, you know, how do I get these things anyway? And he says, you got an iPhone? I said, yeah. He says, you got a purple button on there? I says, I think I do. So anyway, I go, oh, I skipped that nonsense. And I got access to all the big names, right? And I'm in my glory. That's when I found Michael Savage. I'd never heard Michael Savage before. That was my first introduction to Mike. I did lead research. Who's big in talk radio? I'd been that long since I'd listened to anything. I'd been, you know, since listening to any talk radio, something that I loved for so many years. And there I was back listening and just taking it all in. And that lasted about 2 weeks. And I said to myself, I could do it better. I tend to be a little overly self-confident at times. There's some stories around that, too. Not always. I can be humble. Just not with a microphone, I guess. But anyway, 10 years prior to that, I had looked into doing a podcast. But they weren't called podcasts then. It's called the Internet Radio. And it was a service, Blog Talk Radio, God bless them. We're just part of this transition today is we're leaving that platform and moving somewhere else. And it's tough for me because that's what got me into it in part, their exposure. And then the way they worked back then, it was so rare. They were podcasts before there was podcasts. Many people don't know this history. I know this. I'm telling you, I know talk radio broadcasting, like not like a lot of people. I can tell you that. There's others, but I know a lot about it. I know the history. Well, anyway, Blog Talk Radio, this was revolutionary at the time. You could broadcast on the end. This is like AOL days, you know, the dialing up. And you would call in on your telephone to record a podcast, but they called it Internet Radio. And I was going to do it. This was, a good 15 years from today. And I had a file on it. I looked in. I had planned out my shows. I could have got in on the ground. I could have been there with Rogan right now if I would have stuck with it. Well, it wasn't my path. So there I am at breakfast. I go home. I listen to the podcast. I know how to do this. And lo and behold, don't you know, I've got my old folder there. I go through my file cabinet, and there, yeah, like a little squirrel like that. That's exactly how I did it. Okay, I gotta find it. And I did. And I found my Blog Talk Radio folder, and there it all, and all of it. The show, what I was gonna do. And so I go from that, and I blogtalkradio.com. Voila! They're still in business, and they're offering a free 30-day trial. How can I pass this up? That was my opening debut. No kidding. So now I got to record a podcast. So I take my phone, which I believe might have been a BlackBerry back then. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. But I record this thing sitting in my car, which my younger brother Scott, who's done some podcasts, by the way, and he swears you can do great inside of a car because of the sound attenuation. I'm going to stick with the studio at this point. But that very first podcast, I recorded on the phone, it was horrible. It was horrible because, and it was just, I wasn't quite ready for it. And so I deleted it. And I swore after that, no more. You think you're such hot stuff that you can hang with the big dogs, that you need to be able to broadcast. And that's the bar. And I'll explain it like this to you, okay? You know, you can create a really cool paint-by-numbers thing. I actually enjoy that sometimes, believe it or not, so I'm not knocking it. But that's no master artist, right? Just like they say with cooking. I don't follow recipes when I cook. Not usually. You want to cook, you're going to cook just by the flow and taste of it. Well, it's the same thing with broadcasting. Now, it's not to say you're not going to have an outline, you're not going to have material in advance. I'm not going to just sit there and, hey, you know, what do you want to talk about? And I think some people do that, but I don't recommend that either. I definitely recommend the preparation and thinking about what you're going to talk about. But at the same time, you know, I think it needs to be delivered naturally, authentically, and all that. And that was all just part of it. But anyway, I got a little off track there. My point is, there I go. I jump into doing the podcast. And I start this thing. I do the first one. I don't like it. I delete it. And I swear I'm never going to do it again. I'm going to set this bar for myself that I'm going to be broadcast level. And it didn't happen at first. You know, I go back and look at those early ones. They were fine. I mean, still quite a bit better, I think, caliber than a lot of things out there, even the very first one. Slow start in the beginning. And that's one thing I learned very quickly. I learned that lesson when I went back and played. I said, you got to get on. You got to get people in on it. You got to get the energy going. I just interviewed a guy, James Bradley, wrote the book, Flags of Our Fathers, became a movie. Woo, if you've been listening to my Project Chaos, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to get out of order. But he said that when I interviewed him. Did you want to talk about anything, Mr.? Talk about anything. We got to go. You got to strike when the iron's hot. And it's really true. And I think even for video and audio, really. Anyway, I dive into this thing, and on a whim, I start the podcast, and I record this thing on this BlackBerry recorder, and I say, that's not all, none of that's going to work. I had a Zoom microphone. I probably even have it here somewhere. I think I just got rid of it, really. And this is crazy. Nobody even knows what these things are anymore. I happen to have one because I was doing some speaking, whatever. And I'm trying to play with this and get the sound right. And you'd have to record on an SD card and move it over to the computer. It was archaic by today's standards. Anyway, actually, the first three podcasts of the Christopher Scott Show were recorded on a Zoom microphone. And I was sitting in a cardboard box like a horse with a feet. Welcome to the... I sound like Mr. Ed. No, I'm kidding around about that. But it was a ton of fun. And I got addicted, man. I did. I was in on it. I really was. I loved it. And I knew I had work to do. And I kind of laughed. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're just as good as the Radio Hall of Famers. Okay. So then, you know, about 50 shows, it got better. And there was a point where the listens went through the roof. And this show has been a journey. But I'm not here to talk about download numbers. I can tell you that. So the reason that I started the podcast, you know, not because I went to breakfast, obviously, but because I love the gift of oration. And then there's things that I'm passionate about. And one of them is our way of life, our culture, and our country, which, you know, 6.5 years ago when I started, like the third show, something like that, I started getting back into the news and politics and seeing what was going on. I said something then, I'm going to say it now, but things are a little different. I said then, 6+ years ago, we better be careful. We're going to wake up to a country no longer recognize. Tell me I wasn't right about that. There's no going back. I don't know how we go back. We can't even think in those terms. But I don't want to get too deep into that. I started the podcast because I wanted to bring something meaningful. I wanted to use this voice that I have, the ability. Look, there's just two things that I bring to the table here. I'll make it very simple for you, all right? I'm not a fancy guy. My favorite pastime is sitting by a fire in my backyard. It's a hole in the ground. It's how we roll, all right? My Project Chaos radio show, I say we're the war pigs, all right? We like it dirty. I like to be outside. I like to be in the dirt. Fire, good, all that stuff, just how I like to live. But I do care about our country, and I wanted to preserve that, and I wanted to bring a meaningful message. I did some stand-up comedy, and I think the podcasting offers the best way to do that, really. And I still, something happened last year as well. I was down in South Carolina, and I got up and had an opportunity to speak impromptu, and it was just a trigger that went on. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about where this journey has led us, all right? Because that's another part. I just want to tell you why. Because two things I bring to the table. The oration, which I've worked to perfect and still just talk the way I talk. If you came over for a beer or something like that, you're going to find the same me. If you called me on the phone, you're going to find the same me. I get tired sometimes. When I'm awake... And I'm not like in a food coma. You know, that guy's like, he's just like, and he's like, hey, can I ask you something? Dude, I just ate 20 ounces of prime rib. No, you can't ask me anything. But it's the gift of oration that I bring. I try to make it the delivery that's engaging, interesting, and sounds good. And then I just have this childlike curiosity of why. You know, why is popcorn pop? There's actually a video out there I did on that. I kid you not. That was a funny question. Anyway, let me tell you where that's why I did it on a whim. I did it because I love oration. I love to make a meaningful difference, and I'm inquisitive, I guess you could say. What's that? Big complicated introduction there. Where's this journey taking us? Woo! So I jump in and, you know, we're doing, you know, good, wholesome stuff. There was no shadow banning going on. Then we were having a grand old time. We were getting fed out. They even featured me on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. I almost forgot. It's been so much has happened, I forget about things. We were on the iTunes top charts for months. Then Apple, I don't think even knows my name anymore. I think you can even find me in the directory. They blacklisted me. We're still playing through there naturally. A lot of you are listening right now. We brought a good message, but it hasn't been fitting for the new liberal democratic order that we're living in. I guess I've been a little too old and crusty. They call that conservative. I don't even consider myself a conservative. I don't even really think in those terms. I think in terms of the Constitution. I don't want to get on a soapbox today, but let me just tell you. So, guys, start the podcast. Great story. Start the podcast. And we're not getting any. We're getting like 50 listens a day at one point. I remember psyching myself up thinking, I'm going through it with Project Chaos right now, too. It's funny how it starts off. But anyway, we're getting like 50 listens a day. And I'm just like, this isn't worth my time. I was doing like, there were some long ones in there. I might have did some 3 hours. Don't quote me on that. Anyway. I'm doing a lot of podcasts. I'm getting like 50 listens. I'm like, this isn't any fun. I wake up one morning on Black Friday. I don't remember what year it was. 5,000 in one day. And I was like, doggone. Isn't that pretty cool? And there we were, man. We kind of made a mark. And what it was that I had investigated how the system worked. And back then, the search in Apple podcasts worked a lot like Google. And so what I would do, first, what hit then was the military stuff. I did some stuff on the combat action ribbon and military service, and I suppose maybe I should do that again. I don't know. We'll see what we can do here in this new era. We got some new tools available. But anyway, it was that initial military crowd, a lot of you still with me here today, that gave me that big bump. Big bump. I mean, we're big with the military crowd. It's just the way it goes. So we get this big bump. We're hitting 5,000 downloads a day, ladies and gentlemen. That's something. All right? That's something. So we went up from there. Then the 2016 election, get into 2018, I guess. Twitter's riding high. Then somehow, somewhere around then, things took a turn. Things took a turn. And we start getting shadow banned. Facebook was the first. This became apparently, this is a waste of my, I think it was hurting me personally. I don't even want to look at Facebook anymore. And then the whole Twitter thing. And I think it was happening with the podcasts. I think it still is. And they weren't directing the search. You know, maybe not shadow banned. They just don't direct this, any of the search the same way that nobody ever finds you. What do you want to call that? I don't know. Same net effect to me as shadow banning there. But the bottom line is you're going to get any traction. The listens actually went down. There's a big drop in listens across the board. Things are kind of flat, right? And we just kind of stayed with that for a while. 2 years now, probably. 2-3 years. Yeah, it's after the election. So it's been at least two. It was a big hit after the elections. Like, boom, Trump out. There's just a slaughter of anybody who was independent. It didn't have anything to do. If you weren't, you know, supporting the Democrat Party and everything behind it and COVID and Ukraine and speaking positively as a dandelion about it, you were getting shut down. And if you know me, I value my integrity. I call it like I see it. I'm not always right. And I don't tell people how to think. I try to bring a little dose of common sense. I encourage people to think for themselves. I say it all the time. It's my job to ask the question, why? I'll share what I know, and you figure it out on your own. Not for me to do. Well, anyway, we just kind of sat at that. And in the process over the past 3 years, I'm not going to say I gave up on the podcast because I did not. I did not at all. I just put it on the back burner. I have a family and a life, and I'm not independently wealthy, and I had a career in public service. And that's why the podcast and the books were written under the name Christopher Scott, when my full name is Christopher Scott Kunkel. And I never did any promotion. I didn't have to do that legally. I was a public works director here locally, and I just decided to keep that degree of separation with the politics and who I was, who I am. And I did. I kept it quiet. Never did any advertising, any promotion. And despite that, we've had millions of downloads and sold thousands of books. It's really amazing. And a lot of that happened in the run-up. It's been a lot slower recently. So fast forward, 3 years ago, I basically shut everything down. Stopped doing video because YouTube wouldn't take our stuff, and I wasn't going to adapt to that. We're going to go on Rumble now. There's a new opportunity. Thank you, Dan Bongino and the Rumble crowd. Excited about that, really. Gab, I think, is going to work for us. And we may not corner the biggest part of the market. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't need to. Not really. Just see how it goes one step at a time. But anyway, I just kind of said, you know what? I'm not going to run ads. I've lost the ability to organically attract traffic right now. And so we're just going to keep doing the show. I viewed it as practice preparing for my retirement. About 62 years old, I was hoping to retire from my public service. And I don't always work in public service. I've been 14 years leading up this, kind of found myself there by accident. Kind of fell in love with it. Kind of fell out of love, too. I'll tell you what happened. So anyway, I'm like, I'll get back into broadcasting when I retire. Shut everything down video-wise, really simplified things, lean, mean show, having a good old time doing it. Fast forward, go down to South Carolina to speak at this event. Buddy of mine says, you got to write a book about it. So I'm not writing a book about it. And here we are. That's a story in itself. I'm not gonna tell today. Come back with the book. Working on, the book is written, waiting for the publisher. The editing was wrapped up, waiting on the publisher, cover design and so forth. And get a call on my birthday this year. Hey, 4 o'clock time slot is yours if you want it. Radio show. Last year, I had an opportunity to co-host with a couple of friends. Daytime show, I said yes. I went home, my wife said, well, how are you going to do that with work? And I said, well, they'll understand. They're not going to stop me. This is a great opportunity. I thought about it. I'm like, they're going to fire me. So I backed out of it. I was right about my belief, by the way. So this time it's 4 o'clock. I'm like, I can squeeze out of work. We started early. I'm like, it'll be outside of work hours. I can do that. And I was going to do a veteran military story theme show. So it's not news and politics. And I said, I'm in. Take the show. So excited. Lifetime dream of mine to be on talk radio. There I am getting finally napped. And the same station I grew up listening to, WWDB 860 AM here in Philadelphia. You can check it out. Project Chaos Radio Show. It's been amazing, really. Get started on it. Do the first show. My brother, who encouraged me to write, not encouraged me, it wouldn't happen without him, saw me down there talking about it. He said, you got to write that down, write it down. Encouraged the radio show, sponsored the radio show, has been so supportive of the whole thing. We do the first radio show. I get the call on my birthday. We do the first radio show on his birthday. How amazing is that? Extraordinary, really, when you think about it. My birthday call, his birthday radio show the following Monday, fired from my job in public works. Now, I'm 53 years old. I got a 9-year-old daughter, and all of a sudden it's like, woo-wee, things just changed. We're okay. We're okay. In the meantime, I said, now, you know, what are we going to do? So Project Chaos, we said, we're going to go run hard and fast with this thing. And we are. You can check it out, projectchaos.org. I'm very proud of what we're doing there. Phenomenal, really. Absolutely phenomenal. Then I came back to the Christopher Scott Show, and I said, man, we need to go back and do all the stuff we were going to do when I started, and we need to start promoting this thing. And that's this video here. And I'm really proud to be able to bring this. I got to tell you something. To be able to bring you video like this is something that I wanted to do for a long time. And we were getting so close, and they kind of yanked the carpet out from us. But it's just been an amazing journey. So let me tell you some of the things that have also happened in the meantime. I've just been working so hard. It's like you know, 4 jobs, really, and loving every minute of it. It's what I love to do, spend time in the studio. I spend time outside, but I like spending time in the studio creating, engaging with people. So we get in there, and the first book I start, well, I actually started writing a different book. It was going to be called Where'd My Country Go? I don't know about that book. It'll ever be resurrected. But I was pretty far into it, like 200 pages into that thing. And I needed material for this show early on, and I was reading this book, Common Sense by Thomas Paine. And as I was reading it, I thought to myself, this is really hard to read in the old English. Words we don't use anymore. I talk in like a different prose or whatever you say that. And I know some of you grew up with the King James Bible. God bless you. I did not. I couldn't read it. So I really wanted to understand it. And so I was translating it, the pen, you know, and it's pretty time consuming. I started looking, somebody has to have done this. Sorry, nobody did. I said, you know, I'm going to translate it into modern English, and I'm going to put it out as a lead magnet, give it away for free. We're going to go back to doing that. You know, if you want that, go sign up for my email list at ChristopherScottShow.com. And if I don't have it ready to give away by the time this video airs posted, which I probably won't, it'll be around soon, so just sign up for the email list, and I'll send it to you very soon. If you need it, I'll send it to you right. I'm going to give you the PDF and the audio file you can listen to. And that's the other thing. So I wrote this book. It took like a year. I self-published it. Sold great. We did it in hardcover. We did the soft cover. And it's also on Audible, which I narrated myself. You know, so there I am, a year into podcasting. I've got a couple hundred episodes, and boom. I just published a book, and we got cred from that. You know, this book has been my top seller, naturally, and wait till you see what we're going to put behind it. And so then I write that book, and people start asking, well, you know, what is common sense? Well, by the way, back to the modern English version a second. It's by far and away the best way to read the book. There's an important message in that book that I think is important for everybody. It should be required reading at every school across the country, really. And we're not going to have that, I guess. You know, they say common sense is dead. They've been saying it for a couple hundred years. No joke. I looked into it, believe me. But people need to read it. And the modern English version is by far the best way to read it. By far the best way to read it. And, the reviews on it are really good. And you can get the original version for free. I'm going to give this version away free as well. And it's going to bring people into the podcast in a new way. I'm excited about it. I really am. So I get that. And that's why I wrote it, really, because people look for that book. I want to capitalize on that. I thought I'm going to add a little to it. We charged for it because my situation was a little different. We're going to go back to doing that. We're going to give that away. So it'll still be available. People want to buy it in print, of course. But that book, Common Sense in Modern English, and we really ripped. There's a Kirkus review on that. And they spoke pretty, very honestly, but spoke positively about it as well. And so then shortly after, the people in the audience asked me, you know, what is common sense anyway? I don't know, man. I'm the why guy. So I started looking into it, and you really couldn't find an answer for that. What is common sense? You find these, like, sort of definitions, you know, basic understanding and, you know, I don't know, whatever. But I think that's not. So anyway, I went to work on, I wrote a book on it. It's really, I would say, more like critical thinking. Understanding why is a big part of it. And there's a path that I think he can lead you down to common sense, knowing your history, for example. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more about that subject as the shows go on here, the episodes go on. But anyway, I wrote the book, Common Sense in Modern English. Then I wrote another book, which I don't have here in print, Common Sense, How to Get It Even If You Don't Know What It Is, and explains what common sense is. Then after I finished that, I wrote my third book. And that book was Be the Lion. And this book has been really exciting. Good reviews on this as well. And, you know, it's a motivational personal development book. And it's an overplayed industry at this point. But I will say to you that there's a unique perspective and a unique outlook in here and information that would be good for everybody. And I don't know if it's going to change the world, but I think it had a positive impact on my son. Hopefully someday my daughter, she's learning the principles as well. And so that was my third book. And we're, you know, 1,500 podcasts or what have you. And I'm coming to the realization that I can never really be in public service and do anything with this show being in news and politics. It'd just be a conflict and it'd cause a problem for me. Well, that all went away through no decision of my own. And prior to that, like I said, I was down in South Carolina. I gave this talk, and my brother told me to write this book, Victory Over Chaos, the U.S. Marines Battle for Kafji. And I was there. But it's funny, when we were coming back, and he said to me, you know, Kunk, you need to write that book down. I said, no, I'm not writing any more books. This was less than a year ago today. I was focused, just to tell you the divine intervention here. I can't tell you everything. But I want to give you a couple highlights. Do you believe God speaks to us? I do. I'm not going to get spiritual. This isn't a ministry. And I'm not an evangelist, all right? But I do believe in God. I do believe God speaks to us, even if we don't understand what he's saying. They fired me in epic fire. 14 years of service. Exemplary service, if you don't mind me saying so. It really was. I mean that. I mean, the metrics of what we delivered. I was so proud of it. It's part of what energized me to do it. I was taking lower pay and... But it was secure. I had a lot of time off. I could enjoy my broadcasting. I enjoyed my life. I stuck with it and planned to for a while longer. Somebody upstairs says, no, I go kicking and screaming because I'm like, I want to take the easy way. No, we don't get to take the easy way. I get out and I say, oh my goodness, I got to get a job. Maybe I will. But for right now, when I look at the opportunities that have been presented, some of them I haven't even seen. They unfolded day by day. One of them is what you see going on right here in this opportunity on Rumble, what we've done with the moving the podcast platform. I don't want to get into the business side of it. I'll tell you this. Get fired, go down to the third radio show. I'm excited. I'm having a little anxiety. Also, I'm like, man, I just lost my paycheck, my medical benefit. We have other options. And like I said, we're fine. Don't worry. I have lost a couple of pounds, but that's for good reason. Don't worry. I'll be all right. But he gives me this book, Dan Bongino's book. What was the book? Do I have it here? I don't. It's upstairs. But Embrace Failure or something like that. And it was really good. And it's a lesson I know. But anyway, I opened it. He left his job at the Secret Service. I'm looking at the whole thing. He tries to get into politics, doesn't make it. He's sitting there like with nothing. That was his move. That was his power play. He got out of the Secret Service not to get into broadcasting. He did it to get into politics. It didn't work. He didn't get elected. Now he's sitting there with no job, no money. Tells the story. Uses a credit card to buy some podcasting equipment. I already have all that. I got like a few steps ahead. A big few steps ahead from where he was. So I say, man, if he can do it, now it's a different time and a different era, and things are a lot different. But I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what we're able to bring. This is new with the video, doing the podcast and a video cast. And God willing, this is what I'm expecting to bring to you every day now. And I've been working, even ironically enough, even though I didn't see this vision through that, at least not directly, I started to say God's speaking to us. I get fired, I go kicking and screaming. I get this book, Embrace Failure. I say to myself, self, just be cool. Just be patient here a little bit. You're all right. Just see what unfolds. And just day by day by day, the book tour, my little brother, hey, you want to go to the VFW? Sure, man. Listen, just book it. I don't have time. Books it. Book. That's blowing up in a great way. Radio show out of blue. The opportunities. We're interviewing Teddy Daniels today as you're watching it. Amazing dude. Got shot in Afghanistan. James Bradley, author of Flags of Our Fathers. Some of the interviews with the guys from my unit. The whole journey has just been phenomenal. So I leave you with this, a little piece of, I don't know, advice. I don't really give advice, and it's not for me to say, but here's my what I'm saying to myself. Hey, just have faith, be patient, and do the best you can. It's my mantra. All right. People say, I used to have a buddy, God bless him, I loved him, but he used to say, hey man, how you doing? Never had a bad day. And it was like as part of his Christian faith he felt. And I said, you know, that's funny. My mother died at a young age. I was in the middle of a war. I've been through some other real crap in my life. Got pulled out of a pool, resuscitated at 10 years old. I've had a couple of bad days. But you know what I say? You're not always going to have a good attitude. You don't need to. You know what? You got the right attitude. You know what that means? Doing the right thing, doing the best you can. That's all. Do the right thing. Do the best you can. That's what we're doing. I hope you enjoy it. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Hope to see you there. Make it a great day.